This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are excited to be 8 days away from the election. It is almost here. And a reminder, just to kind of a palate cleanser, 58 days till Christmas. Can you believe that? 58 days.
You know what? It actually seems like it should be a little sooner now. No, we're not past Halloween yet. Okay. On Friday, I'll say, gosh, I can't believe Christmas isn't sooner.
So in your mind, like for me, Christmas is always... I always have an idea of how far Christmas is away, even if it's January 10th. I know that it's a long way away. To me, like the ending of Halloween, right after that, it's just holidays. It's the holiday season.
Yeah.
And whoop-de-doo.
I'm already seeing signs. Not the store stuff is like talked to death. Everybody knows they're going to bring stuff out in August. And you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
No, I'm not. I'm like, hey, that makes me smile.
I'm actually not opposed to it anymore either. I'm like, hey, something that's kind of happy.
I don't walk through my life going like, how dare you about Christmas trees ever.
Yeah. But I do, you know, when I start seeing signs for Christmas events coming up, that's when I'm like, oh,
yeah,
it's actually really close.
And I'm seeing stuff on Facebook.
They're calling holiday lights, Christmas lights, decoration display things that they're doing around at least the Metro East. And I'm like, oh, they're putting up signs because it's soon.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's here.
I have my reservations for the Polar Express.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Look at you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going on the media day. So I'm taking my kids. So it's early on, and I will share with everybody the Union State. That is such a cool event. If you have, it's pricey. I understand that it's pricey, but if you have train lovers or Polar Express lovers, they do it really, really well. And Union Station is such a beautiful place to be at Christmas time.
I took my 6-year-old last year, 7 now. And he's just old enough that he's like really starting to get into the mechanics of things. Like he's into that, and much more than I am. And he's like, "You're telling me this train goes to the North Pole? We're gonna see the North Pole?" I'm like,
"Buckle up,
yeah, dude, we're gonna see it."
When you get to the North Pole and the big guy's there.
Well, we were told that we might see him, and I can tell you one thing: on our train, we saw. Yeah, so. We get going on this train from Union Station. And my 6-year-old, again, like 4 or 5, I think we went back when he was a little younger too. He was like, oh, this is amazing. But he didn't really remember it. This year, he was like, okay, I'm taking all this in because he wants to study how this happens. How do we get there? Like, through a portal? Like, what are we doing? We got to move pretty quick. It's pretty far. I know that. I've seen the globe. So so we start moving, and he was like really excited. Oh, gosh, he was just so excited. We start moving, and he goes, is this as fast as this train is going to go? Because it doesn't go that fast, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I think so. And he's like, this is going to take a long time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So it took a little, it was less time than he was expecting. Yeah. But, yeah.
It's a magic train.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, time is nothing.
Time doesn't matter at all when you got magic.
We've gone several times. We went the first year that it was at Union Station, because we used to. I was with 97.1 when we were over at the Powerhouse, which is at Union Station. And when that started materializing, I was like, my kid, Thomas the Train, everything. Charlie was a Thomas the Train kid. And when I found out that was happening, I was like, we have to do this. And it was just absolutely magical. It was so worth the opportunity to go do it. And since then, it has just grown so much in the things that they add to it and the things that they do. Highly recommend it. And I'm like kind of starting to get in the Christmas spirit. I have this, I don't know if you do this, but if I have like a speaking engagement that's maybe a little bit bigger than some of the other ones that I do, when I emcee the Night of Rockstars, it's like a moment in time. As soon as I have it on my calendar, and I'll put that on my calendar in like April. Actually, probably even maybe before then. Sometimes for things like that, they know the date the next year when I'm doing the event this year. And they're like, can you come back if they ask me back? And so I just kind of I'll have something like that on my calendar. And everything exists before or after that date. The Blue Angels. When I flew with the Blue Angels, everything was before or after that first week of June when I was going to fly. The election has been that event for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird to me to think that the election's going to be here. It's like time has taken so long, but at the same time gone really fast. And then I said to Brad before the show starts, it's going to be over and we're going to be on the other side of this. Like right now, you know, when you're anticipating Christmas and you're trying to do all the things, and you're trying to get all the stuff done, and you're like, gosh, I don't know if I'm going to have time. And then it's January 4th and you're like, whoa. Where did that go? We're going to be in that moment, and we're going to be like, hey, remember when Annie was saying it's going to be over before you know it? Like, when did December happen? And then it's going to be Christmas. Like, I remember the 2020 election when we had the presidential election. Everything was so focused on that election. The election was drawn out all the way into the week before Christmas because there were questions about what the Electoral College was going to do. Go 4 years before that, same thing. When Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump in the 2016 election, we had to watch the doofuses from Hollywood like Robert De Niro be like, I implore you electors, do the right thing. This party that wants to talk about threats to democracy is really, really fickle about what it means to be a threat to democracy. They've never understood it. They don't get Donald Trump. Donald Trump terrifies them. And it's amazing that you get this far into the election cycle, after election cycle after election cycle, and people, for whatever reason, still don't understand Donald Trump. And the weirdest part about all of this is, you know who understands Donald Trump right now? This guy, Chris Cuomo, now understands Donald Trump in a way that I think people aren't ready to hear. This is Chris Cuomo from this weekend.
You got to stop thinking that the people who support Trump are like Trump, that they speak like Trump, that they act like Trump. They don't. They want to hire Trump to do a dirty job. They want him to be a virus to the political corpus. They want him to disrupt, to destroy, to demean those that they disrespect and dislike, the system that they distrust and despise. They want someone to do what they believe has been done to them and that they cannot do themselves. That's why they don't care that he exhibits terrible behavior, because they're putting him into a terrible place. If you're sending somebody into the jungle, do you really care if they're a savage? You see what I'm saying? And you have to understand it that way. You may not agree, you may not accept, you may not like, but that's what it is.
I don't know what happened to Chris Cuomo, other than he got ejected from CNN and now is talking in a level of sense. I've never heard anyone say that. I've never heard anyone articulate that the reason why people love Donald Trump is because they're sending him to do a dirty job. We've talked around it. We talk about draining the swamp. We talk about the fact that we don't need Donald Trump to raise our children, or we just need him to be able to get the job done. We want a businessman to be able to go in there. The thought of what we are sending Donald Trump to do, the thing that we're sending him in to fix, from what we understand, is pretty deplorable. But we don't even know the half of it. We don't know how these things get done. We had Congressman Boston in the 1 o'clock hour, and he was saying to us that he was going, I think he was talking to somebody who is in the bureaucratic apparatus that is DC, and I think it was in his representation as the chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee. And they were like, this isn't how this works. I've dealt with five of you in the last 10 years. You think you're going to come in here and tell me that we're going to do it this way, this way, this way? You're going to be gone, and I'm still going to be here, and we're not going to do it that way. Folks, that's a swamp. And having somebody who's willing to go in there and for whatever reason is insulated from the swamp. Why is Donald Trump insulated from the swamp? Well, I would say it's because he is the bastion of hope for Americans everywhere to be able to look at what he has been able to do in this country, the success he's been able to have, and he has been celebrated for it. Until he became a Republican, he was idolized for it. He was lauded for it. People looked to him to be included, around him, surrounded, photographed with him, videoed with him. They wanted to be connected to him because there was something about Donald Trump that rubbed off on other people that other people wanted access to. And then you kind of dig back into Tyrus's interview was a great example of this, talking about the different things that Donald Trump has done over time. And people have come out of the woodwork to talk about these stories. Donald Trump silently helps people all the time in ways that you and I can only dream about being helped when our stack is down and we need to have a miracle. Donald Trump and his organization shows up and quietly delivers that miracle. You go back to what General Kellogg said on this show, I think last week. He said that during COVID, he was in the Oval Office with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump said, I just want everybody to be okay. And Kellogg says, get down there and tell them right now. And he says, I can't, it'd show weakness. Just because you can't see the overt generosity and kindness of Donald Trump, we don't need his kindness and generosity to be front and center like some sort of payload to give to the little plebes across the country. Like, I just want a nice man to be my president. That's not what you want. You want somebody who's going to go in and pull the plug and drain the swamp and not give two craps about doing it because he's going to upset some kind of bureaucracy. Who can do that better than a one-term president who's been there, knows where the bodies are buried, has learned from all his mistakes? He talks about his mistakes. He said this to Joe Rogan on the interview at the beginning of the show. I talked about all the things that happened this weekend. I got through 35 minutes of that interview and have 2.5 minutes or hours to go. But he said one of the mistakes that he made as the president was he appointed people who didn't have his best interests at heart. He made bad decisions appointing people. He's learned, and he's a smart, wise man who understands that the number one way to improve yourself is to be able to square in very, very clearly and in focus on mistakes that you've made so you do not repeat them. Conversely, you have Kamala Harris going show to show to show to show. She can't A, think of a weakness, and B, come up with anything that she would do differently than Joe Biden. That's because she doesn't think for herself. She isn't her own person. If you elect her, you are expanding the reach of the bureaucracy in the swamp in the United States, probably more than it's ever been expanded before. How's a fourth term of Barack Obama sound to you? Watching Donald Trump continue to persevere through everything in the kitchen sink that they have thrown at him. You want to talk about a redemption story. There is a redemption story that could happen in a week, and you're thinking I'm talking about Donald Trump? No, I'm talking about the United States of America. If Donald Trump wins, it's an American win. And we are so close to being able to have that. But you have to vote. You cannot get complacent. You got to come up with, between now and next week, you got to come up with 10 people you got to get out to the polls to vote. If you're in Missouri, it's going red. If you're in Illinois, it's going blue. But there are congressional seats that are up for grabs that we have to ensure we support Donald Trump with when he gets elected in a week. Our YouTube live chat poll for today is, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Brad?
No. No.
It's so expensive to be an American today.
Yes. And I've said this multiple times. I got a job that was a significant pay increase over what I was doing before I came into this job. And my standard of living hasn't gone up. As a matter of fact, my standard of living, I've had to cut back on things. So, no, I'm not in a better place now than I was, even though I have a better job than I did then.
The number one thing you go to is the economy.
The economy. Number one thing. It hurts. I've got a truck. I can't afford to buy a new vehicle. New vehicle prices are through the roof because of inflation. My truck doesn't get great gas mileage because it's a truck, but I'm also not able to buy a new one because that's terribly high in price. So fuel prices are extremely high, and I don't want to hear, oh, national averages are below $3 a gallon. It's $3.59 where I live. That's higher than the national average, and that's because I live in a state that has been had unfettered Democrat control. We've got a gas tax that automatically increases every year. So don't feed me this nonsense about, oh, it's getting better. It's still more expensive than it was when Trump was president. When we buy groceries, my wife was talking about this, and I don't remember the exact number, but it's almost $400 every 2 weeks for groceries for two people. That's insane.
Yeah, it's not sustainable. Are you, Ryan, better off than you were 4 years ago?
No, because of January 6th.
I hate you. It hurts my heart. It makes me cry like Adam Kinzinger told me to do.
This is a tough question for me because it's odd. In 2021, we started investing our money, what looks now to be wisely, in real estate. So because the economy has been bad and people have run to hard assets, we've actually made money because people have overprinted the dollar. Like it's so backwards and stupid, but we got ahead of it. So the problem is that our standard of living, though, this is to your point, Brad, our standard of living should have shot up with the amount of investments that we've made. It hasn't. It's stayed relatively stable. Because I know everybody else's has gone down. Ours has stayed stable because we've made good investments. So this is a hard question because all the economic indicators are so bad and backwards from what they should be. But we kind of got ahead of it. So I'm still going to say, no, it's not better because of the way things have played out.
Were you going to say something?
Well, I was going to say, he's pointing out here that he was able to invest in hard assets and they have actually made money off of that because of how bad this.
Have you made money off of it yet, though?
We have some cash flow, but because interest rates are so high, there's so many facets
just
to this.
Just kind of sucks
it
up.
I mean, you might be able to acquire property and investments in that way, but if you're not selling at those higher prices, if you're not flipping them, then you're not really making money yet. And if prices go back down, then that might not end up materializing. If you're renting, then that might be something that's different, too. But the standard of living is the thing that so many people are going, we can't do this. We just can't do this. And this is what it comes down to. Man, if you haven't subscribed to the Annie Fry YouTube channel yet, if you're interested, if you listen to the show for a lot, maybe you're not interested in watching the live broadcast of the show here on the YouTube channel. But I am going to tell you that at the very end of the show, we are going to premiere quick, I think it's like a 6-minute video, maybe, of our shopping experience at Johnny Brock's from last week. So we went Halloween costume shopping, and because we hit 10,000 subscribers a couple weeks ago, we committed to wearing costumes on the show in the 2 o'clock hour of the Halloween show, which will be this Thursday. And the only way that doesn't happen is if there's something that I cannot report the news because something crazy ends up happening that day. But we picked out costumes for each other. We don't tell you in the video which costume we picked out. We kind of want your feedback on which one you'd like to see us wear. So if you subscribe to the Annie Fry YouTube channel right now, You go to Annie Fry, F-R-U-Y, on YouTube. You'll see that we pop up. At 3 o'clock will be the premiere. We're gonna all watch this basically together. It's going to be released, and we're going to watch it. There'll be a live chat that goes along with it. Please go check it out. See everything Johnny Brox has to offer. But, man, we found some amazing costumes. And essentially, when I was putting the video together, I realized that basically what this show is running around trying to keep Ryan from being a clown all the time. The whole video is basically trying to rein Ryan in.
Is it?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't feel like it at the time.
No, I didn't either.
But the video, like, there are several times where you took my camera and, like, went elsewhere. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I remember that.
I was editing it last night at, like, 1:30 at night. And there were multiple times where I was belly laughing. And Jared was laying next to me. And I think he was like... Good grief. He's probably super mad at you. I didn't have headphones on, so he was listening to it laying in bed while I was editing it. And I found it very funny. Johnny Brox was great to let us come and check out their stuff. So if you're looking for a costume, go to Johnny Brox Dungeon in St. Louis. Man, there's no better place. They have everything. There's nowhere you can go in this area and get a better opportunity if you haven't got your costume yet than Johnny Brox.
Yeah. If you're like... There's no way they have medieval swords.
False.
That's not true.
I have the whole wall of like accessories and everything.
I want to dress up just as cheese. Do they have that? Oh, no, there's no way they have that. Wait a minute. They do. You
don't
can dress up
off.
Just as cheese.
Don't tip it off.
Do you want to dress up as Chip the bartender? Absolutely. Yes, you can. And you can have the cuffs with no sleeves.
And you can see there's one costume that you guys picked out. We narrowed them down so you can see at the end the ones that are narrowed down. There's one costume that you guys picked out for me that if that's the one that gets selected, this might be the end of my career.
Oh, I know which one.
I don't.
And I'm rooting for that one.
I don't know why. It's weird.
No, it's great. It's great. And I think everybody will realize the same thing simultaneously when they see the video.
Like, oh, don't make her. Don't. If you've ever been pro Annie or pro Ryan, this is the time to be pro Annie. Do not come and tell me to wear this costume. I don't. Yikes. Watch it. Reserve your spot on the premiere.
I disagree.
Happening at 3 o'clock. And I'm sure, I think this is sabotage, and I'm starting to get onto your game here.
Oh, yeah. It's like Beastie Boys 94. We're going all the way.
Wiggins America, when we come back, I just decided. Don't go away.
Okay.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wiggins!
Oh! Monday Roundup!
Yeehaw! This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
All right, a little bit later than usual, but these are all the stories that you might have missed over the weekend. You can't even keep up with the top line news of the weekend, so there's no way you're going to know this stuff. All right, the first one is 46 people were hospitalized after eating a homemade meal prepared by their coworker.
How many?
46 people at one business in Maryland.
Oh, that's terrifying.
They don't know exactly what it is, probably some sort of food poisoning, but it has been really bad. But the reason that I brought this up is because apparently we are going to be, dining together a little more often because we're going to be hanging out for at least election night. I just want to make sure that we're okay with me not bringing anything now because I'm worried about this.
I always buy you guys dinner.
Yes, you do.
You don't bring anything.
But I'm just making sure that this time because of this.
It'll be okay.
Yeah. So it's okay if I don't bring anything this time, just out of concern for your safety, right?
No.
Oh, you do want me to bring something?
Yes.
It's going to have E. coli.
No, that's okay.
It had better be store-bought.
No.
No, you can still bring it, but it's got to be sealed and store-bought.
No, it's going to be old. It's going to be expired. And
just like you. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Just punctuation.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Again, most important news that you missed this weekend. Timothy Chalamet crashes a look-alike contest for people trying to look like Timothy Chalamet.
Who I now know because he's Wonka in the most recent Wonka movie, which is wonderful.
But you're also a huge fan of Dune.
I don't know. Is that a game?
It might have been a game, too.
It's two movies, and is it a book series?
Is it good?
It is a classic book series. People love the books. The movie, I liked the first one. They're epic. They're huge. They're long movies. I'm trying to watch the second one. I can't really get into it.
I couldn't get into either one. I tried. I was like, well, I asked Carl. I was like, Carl, do I need to watch the first one, watch the second one? He's like, yeah. So I tried watching the first one. I'm like, no. Then I tried watching the second one. I'm no.
I do know that to rule the world, you have to rule the spice. You have to control
your eyes blue.
The spice. Now.
Man, I checked out of this conversation.
You know,
I don't know what we're talking about.
Don't worry about
it. Are we still? What?
So Timothy Chalamet has
crashed. Is that a Dune
crashed,
thing?
Yeah, that's a Dune thing.
Well, I thought we were talking about what you're bringing to the event.
No. That mine will have no spice. It's going to be bland. It's going to be disease ridden. And I was trying to avoid it, but I will bring it. Timothy Chalamet has crashed his own look-alike contest. I got to tell you, when I read this, I'm like, if I were a big enough celebrity, that's all I would do.
Did you
is this kind of
see
weird
the video of it?
Bill Murray stuff? Yeah, I did.
The
people loved it.
The video is pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, people weren't. So was there a moment? Because all I saw was just a bunch of like B-roll reaction to
dark hair, curly hair people.
Yeah, all kind of look like him, but not that close. Like you could tell that one of them looked a lot like Timothy Chalamet, and it was Timothy Chalamet. But
is he? I don't know anything about him other than he was Wonka. Is he American?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
I assume, but I don't know.
Like Tom Middleton.
Hiddleston.
Yeah. He's Loki.
Oh, yes.
He's British, maybe?
Yeah.
British?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know that if you've... he was Loki to me.
Says he's American-French.
Well, Chalamet, that's what I was wondering. Like, if he is...
He's American.
But you see these people sit down and do interviews with people, and then there's British, you're like... You are very good at being American.
Yeah, I agree. And you always know when somebody's doing a fake British accent, but you can never tell when they're doing an American accent. I don't know why that is.
Well, Americans have their own accents. So you could be from any particular place in the country and sound a little bit different. Other than us, we sound normal.
And British people have that too.
They sound like fake Americans sometimes?
Regional accents.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
No, they don't. They all sound British.
Yeah,
and
sound
smart.
British, yeah.
I'm always envious. I just like to listen to them speak.
I like to go to bed to a nice Cockney accent.
That's a lot.
Like somebody just reading.
Yeah, I don't really know what you're talking
about. Like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins.
What I thought you were talking about is probably not what you're talking about. Go on.
Yeah. Infamous artwork of a banana duct taped to a wall is headed to auction. Here's what the buyer will actually get for $1.5 million.
I got bananas.
And you are probably wondering, there's got to be more to this. No, it is actually a banana that somebody bought at...
No, there is more to this. It's money laundering.
And they taped it to a wall, and now it is one of the most famous pieces of arts in the world. It is a commentary on art itself, Annie. And it will go for at least in the hundreds of thousands, but they're guessing $1.5 million for banana taped to wall.
Vicky says that Kelly Riley, who plays Beth Dutton in Yellowstone, is one of those actors. That's another one that when I saw her in an interview, I was like, whoa! Because, oh man, Beth, I don't want to say goals, but let me just put it this way. Relatable.
I've never seen the show, this is like us talking
about
Dune.
Well, she's exactly like you. Go on.
I don't know how to take that because I don't know the reference. Jimmy John's announces that they are doing a pickle witch. This is a pickle instead of bread. No, but it would be a pickle witch. The pickle witch would be coming to Jimmy John's locations.
No, do the whole thing like that.
The pickle witch would be coming to Jimmy John's. I don't even know. That's not Cockney.
No, it's not.
But I like it. Whatever it is, I'm going to do it. Next week for a limited time. Allowing customers to swap out their bread.
Let me just use this as a moment to tell you that you really need to watch the YouTube premiere of our Halloween costume shopping experience at Johnny Brock's for no particular related reason. You will want to see it. It's going to air directly after this live stream and this broadcast gets done on YouTube. Go on.
If you're concerned about what the pickle witch is, they change out the bread for a pickle.
Pickle guy?
Yeah, I like pickles. That's I don't I know that I would
bread?
Eat this
pickles
sandwich. This sandwich doesn't sound that good, though.
Are you pro dill pickle, pro bread and butter, sweet?
I do not like sweet pickles. I actually like pickled beets a lot. I just had them this weekend.
That's not the same thing.
No.
That's a process, not a... And like,
yeah,
not a
but,
product.
But
dill,
pickled.
Dill only?
Yeah, the sweet pickles are an abomination.
How many dill spears will you eat at a table because people won't eat them? Are you eating everybody's dill spear?
Yes.
There's always one.
I
you
know.
Need to, otherwise it's wasteful.
I know. And the pickle spears that
Ryan
come with
Mr.
the sandwich.
Are you going to eat that?
Oh, I totally am. The ones that come with the sandwich, too, I don't know what it is. They're so much better than just eating them out of a jar. And by the way, pickled beets are great.
A sandwich is always better when someone else makes it for you.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
This is true.
The pickle was laid there for you by somebody else. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Pickle was laid. Last story.
On the plate.
The great resignation, the big quit, the great realization. These are all terms that have been tossed around in the last 4 years regarding the economy. Now, the next one that they're worried about is called the silver tsunami. Any guesses as to what the silver tsunami is?
Set. People retiring.
This is the boomer generation beginning to retire.
Mm-hmm. Leftovers from estate sales.
Silver tsunami. This is all
joke.
The stuff that people wouldn't buy from estate sales.
You mean I have to polish
they
that?
They say it's going to be a huge weight on the future of the American economy.
I'm going to spend that on that, not use it, and have to polish that?
Yeah.
False.
Can I get just the Garfield glass out of that box? I don't want the rest of all the silverware.
Nope, you have to take the box, sir.
That's the one Garfield glass I don't have.
I'll take it, but I'm only going to give you half.
So this is a concern. It's kind of the thing that when you first glance at it, you're like, well, people are always retiring, and there are new people coming into the economy. The problem is that so many boomers are in the trades, and there are so few people coming into those trade jobs. Now, there is a resurgence, but it's not happening fast enough to replace all the trade jobs that are about to go under because of boomers
I was
retiring.
Just talking to my son this weekend. We were talking about high school stuff, grades or something, and... We said something about, I think my husband said something about in the state of Illinois, if you finish in the top 20%, you might get free JUCO college or something
like that.
Is that a thing? I had never heard that before. Or
I don't know.
I don't know. But that was the lead into the conversation. And my son was like, what's JUCO? He didn't understand junior college. You don't understand any of that stuff when you're 14. But we were explaining to him what it was. And I said, you know, if you don't know 100% of what you want to do when you get out of high school, you can take these gen eds, get them out of the way, and then you can maybe go to SIUE or another university or take classes online for what you really want to do. I said, or maybe you end up wanting to go to trade school. And he kind of looked at me. He didn't know what trade school was, so I explained that, and he's like, I don't know if he's a manual labor kind of guy, but I told him, like, the amount of money that is going to be in learning a trade. I talked to Corey Malone at Air Comfort Service about this all the time.
Oh,
learning a trade. We were talking with a roofing company, Lakeside Roofing, in Collinsville just recently. Like, the need to hire tradesmen, it's never been more valuable to have a trade right now, and that is just going to exponentially increase.
Yeah,
go get a business degree if you want to get a degree, but learn a trade.
Speaking of Collinsville, they just redid their entire vocational center. I went to high school there.
Oh my gosh, it's massive.
Apparently, it's amazing.
Yes, state of the art.
The facility is necessary though.
Yes,
it's not just we got to spend some money.
No.
It is so in demand.
Yes.
That you've got to have training grounds for future tradesmen, and I'm glad to see that.
Well, yeah. I know Muscoota sends kids up to the Collinsville Trade Center. You know, they bus kids in from all over the area to learn a trade. I took them in when I was in high school. It was great.
And also, I mean, generally speaking, if you're a tradesman, you're not going to be roofing when you're 60.
Mm-mm.
And you may want to work later than that. But are you going to be crawling around on roofs when you're 55, 60 years old? I mean, I would assume that the idea is not if I don't have to. Policing is very similar to that, too. Like, you can be a police officer, but you're not going to want to be out on the streets chasing down bad guys when you know that you can't physically keep up with chasing down the bad guys.
Right.
People need to... Gosh, we've screwed up college so bad. We've screwed up the idea of higher education so bad in this country. And it's never been more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got politicians who are like, how about for free?
Yeah, how about we put more money into it?
I mean, like, when you think about that, when you think about how stupid higher education, the system that we have set up in this country, how dumb the system is set up for people right now, they should be employee and employer factories. You should come in and you should get out as fast as you can to be a productive member of society, to whatever extent you want to be a productive member of society. It is the opposite of it. And then you're like, why is the system so stupid? And the government's like, we'll loan you the money and you don't have to pay it back. You have to ask yourself, what is so valuable to the people who are promising you that your education, that you can go anywhere and get a loan for anything and then, wink, wink, maybe not even have to pay it back? What are they doing in college that is so important that they make it free? And you already know the answer to that question, don't you? It's really a scam.
I went to college in the early 2000s, and that was before people were having this discussion as much. But now, What I was realizing as a communications student in the early 2000s is 100% true now. Why am I doing this?
Yeah. I have a communications degree and I don't need it to be here. I work my ass off to be here.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
Right place, right time, work
hard. I did so much more having a year of experience in a business like this versus having a 4-year degree is so much more valuable. That's not true of every degree, but a lot of them are that way.
Showing up, who you know, and what you do with where you are and who you know and while you're there. That's what it's all about in a lot of industries. Not everyone. Please, doctors, go to school.
Yeah, engineers.
Broadcasters.
Learn it.
Just go learn. Show up. Ask for an internship. We'll be right back. That's what I like about you. That's what I like about you. Ah! Ethan just asked if this was Christmas music.
To be fair, it sounded like Pentatonix.
Anything can be Christmas music if you listen to it in a Christmas mood.
Mm-hmm. I'm not there yet.
Do you know this song?
No.
Still?
Hold on. Annie, you can't give me crap for not knowing this song when there are so many
this has become
80s rock bangers out there.
Listen,
that you
though,
like, is this?
You're not wrong, but this is now personally offensive to my age. Usually I'm offending people who are older than me, but this hurts me.
But
listen.
It's different when I'm the one offended.
Baby, it's about baby born in a manger. He's right.
That's like blasphemy.
It's like
does this sound familiar?
Let me turn it up in my ears here.
You either know it by now or you don't.
I don't. I got nothing. I'm sorry.
Man, Seal was married to Heidi Klum.
So I'm getting,
do you know who Heidi Klum is?
I do know who Heidi Klum is.
Oh, I'm sure.
I do know who Heidi Klum is. I'm aware.
That's one of those songs that when it was out, I was like, here we go. And then I hear it now, I'm like, this is a good song.
That's a great song.
This is a banger.
Yeah.
Batman and Robin? Batman Forever?
That song was in Batman Forever?
I can't remember which Batman.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was part of the soundtrack. Like, that's where it came from. It originated with that movie.
It was released with it. You know, I don't think that people who lived after digital music consumption can understand how a song could be so big for so long. Because we just, you know, we all grew up in radio time as listeners. Being millennials, you listen to the radio. You've probably heard people talking about this, but you'd have a cassette player and you would just sit by the radio and you'd wait for your song to come up and then you'd quickly push the record button and the play button at the same time. And then that ridiculous DJ would talk over the intro of it and maybe, you know, try to get it into the outro of the song. And then forever, when you listen to that song, you'd have that DJ and whatever they said associated with the song that you would record.
It sounds terrible.
And then you'd pause it after that, after you listen to the song, and then you'd wait for another one, you'd make a mixtape.
So, you know, that was that a, did any of you ever make a mixtape for someone or get one made for
you? CDs. We'd burn CDs more. Yeah. I don't know if I ever made mixtapes for people, but remember, I definitely made tapes for myself.
High school, like, boyfriend or girlfriend. Like,
made CDs for my wife that she still has and are now mine again. They're just in the house.
Now that's true. Yeah.
I had a CD made for me from somebody one time, and it was post-relationship.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh.
Yikes.
Was it songs of I Miss You and stuff like that?
I think the one of the literal songs was I Miss You by, like, not Blink-182, but not Sum 41.
Mm. You know what we should do one day?
It started out
review
really
it?
Angry.
Is just play the Batman Forever theme, the tracks. Because it was that one. It was U2's Hold Me, Kiss Me, Cut Me, Thrill Me, or whatever that was. Remember that one?
No.
I'll look it up. Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me. Oh, it was a huge song.
I probably hear it. I was not a big U2 person when I was younger.
I wasn't either.
I like them more now.
I like their 90s stuff more than their 80s stuff, which is really lame.
Don Phillips just comments here, Casey Kasem. Yes, when you listen to Casey Kasem, and if I say that, you know what that sounds like right now. If you would listen to him play his top, how many, was it 40? Would he go through the whole thing?
They still play those.
Old ones.
Yeah, yes. On 103, I think.
That was the best time to do it because you knew you were going to get all the latest hits.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a song that every time I hear it, at the end of it, I think of the DJ talking. And it was The Eels and Novocaine for the... And then it cuts off.
Yeah, there's nothing like that. And, like, I remember LimeWire and Napster and all that stuff when you could all of a sudden have access to... I've told the story about my first MP3 player. It would come like an onboard hard drive, and I think it held, like, 5 songs. But like 4 longer songs or 6 short songs.
Yeah.
And I would cut the grass. My parents have a farm, and I would cut the grass, which would take me hours, and I would just listen to the same 6 songs over and over. It had the slot for the memory card in, but I didn't know what a memory card was.
Yeah.
What the heck? What? I'm like trying to blow in the Nintendo video game. Like, how do I make this thing work? It's ridiculous. Ender says LimeWire, Virus City. Yep.
Oh, yeah, it was. And then they'd mislabel all the songs.
Yes.
You'd download a song, and you'd be like, oh, I like this band. And you find out years later, that's not even from that band.
Yeah, no kidding. Ethan, you want to take us home with the YouTube poll results for today?
Yeah, let's get it. 323 votes for today's YouTube live chat poll. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? 91% say yes.
Donald Trump!
Just kidding. No, they all said no. 91% said no.
Vote Trump.
Who's better off? 9% did say yes.
Yeah, so. Somebody. I saw a comment that said, I voted yes. Yeah. Just to screw around with the poll. Thank you. On the Annie Fry YouTube channel right now, if you want to tune in right there, in 3.5 minutes, you're going to be able to see the premiere of our shopping for Halloween costumes for Thursday's 2 p.m. hour. Make sure you get on there, subscribe, watch with us. The Mark Reardon Show is next.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.